On this final morning of the year, we've been thinking about the art of goodbyes. We'll say goodbye to 2004 tonight, of course, and whether you go to a party or contemplate the year at home, this evening may serve as a reminder that it's hard work to go out in style. That might be the reason so many of us hate goodbyes. Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet had trouble doing it. Parting is such sweet sorrow. Humphrey Bogart was more decisive, urging Ingrid Bergman to flee Casablanca.
If that plane leaves the ground and you're not with him, you'll regret it. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon and for the rest of your life.
But what about us?
We'll always have Paris.
Some of this program's regular commentators have been thinking of unusual farewells.
This is John Ridley, screenwriter, author, and for my favorite goodbye, I picked the penultimate scene in the film version of Double Indemnity.
Mind if I close the window?
The two lead characters, Phyllis Dietrichson, who's played by Barbara Stanwyck, and Walter Neff, who's played by Fred McMurray, have killed off Barbara Stanwyck's husband. They don't trust each other anymore, and before Fred McMurray has a chance to take out Barbara Stanwyck, she plugs him once, doesn't kill him, but then has regrets about it.
I'm rotten to the heart. I used you just as you said. That's all you ever meant to me. Until a minute ago. When I couldn't fire that second shot.
Sorry, baby, I'm not buying.
I'm not asking you to buy. Just hold me close.
And as they're hugging, all of a sudden her eyes spring open and she realizes that Fred McMurray has a gun. And he says, goodbye, baby.
Goodbye, baby.
And that's it. He shoots her. This scene, to me, is the quintessential American goodbye. An evil woman and a stupid guy taking each other out, just getting right to the ugly point.
Well, my name's Ashley Kahn. I'm a music journalist and music author. My favorite farewell song is the very last track off of an album by Gregory Isaacs.
After you made my day, hurts to know you're going away.
What it doesn't say in the words, it definitely suggests and implies in its groove, with that incredible one-drop bass line that you could drive a Mack truck through. I think the best goodbye songs are those type of songs that you don't want the song to end, just as you don't want that relationship to end or that leg of the journey to end.
Sad to know that you're leaving, but I know that you'll return real soon.
I'm Cokie Roberts. Sometimes you learn more about a person's departure from letters telling them goodbye rather than from their own goodbyes. Dolly Madison was first lady, and she was beloved by the people of America. She was just such a genuinely lovely, charitable person. So at the end of Madison's term, she received a letter from Eliza Collins Lee, a friend of hers, and she says, "Talents such as yours were never intended to remain inactive on retiring from public life, and you will cherish them, my dear friend, in a more native soil. They will constitute the chief felicity of your dear, venerated husband and descend in full perfection to your son." How often do we say to someone, "What a good person you are, what a good friend"? Not often enough.
Hi, this is Frank DeFord. The most famous appropriate goodbye in baseball came in 1960.
Everybody quiet now here at Fenway Park. After the game,
Ted Williams hit a home run in his last time at bat. Everybody knew he was retiring. It was the last game of the season. This is with the Boston Red Sox.
Jack Fisher into his windup. Here's the pitch. Williams swings, and there's a long drive to deep right. That ball is gone.
And, of course, he was very famous for never tipping his cap, the baseball equivalent of taking a bow. It's a curtain call. And he circles the bases, and everybody thinks, this time, he will tip his hat. And he didn't. Even though everybody wanted him to do it, everybody was saying, "Tip your hat, Ted, this one time, do it." And he just remained true to himself to the very, very end.
This is Pat Morrison. In November 1994, Ronald Reagan released his farewell letter to his fellow Americans, the phrase he always used, and it was about the fact that he had been diagnosed with Alzheimer's. At the end of this moving letter of several hundred words, he wrote, "I now begin the journey that will lead me into the sunset of my life." And he refers in the letter to debating whether to make this very private matter public, and he thought that it might be of benefit to promote greater awareness, he said, of this condition. And this letter was intimate in a way we don't think of these kinds of communications anymore. We saw Ronald Reagan's handwriting. It touched people in a way that a typewritten message, something delivered by the voice of a press secretary, would never have done.
I'm Miles Hoffman. One of my favorite endings is the ending to the Mendelssohn Violin Concerto in E minor. I used to go to sleep to this piece every night when I was 7 years old, and it's pure joy. And I'm not sure anybody was able to create pure joy in music better than Mendelssohn. At this time of year, at any time of year, I think we could all use a little pure joy.
Miles Hoffman is one of our commentators who's been thinking of ways to say goodbye. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
You're leaving?
Before we go, cowboy poet, philosopher, and former large animal veterinarian Baxter Black offers his own farewell to this year.
You're leaving? I thought, we were planning, but I didn't get everything done. I know you're never actually promised, but I guess I thought you'd stay a little longer. I know you have other, but will you be coming back? No. You mean, no, not soon, or no, not ever. How can I say goodbye? Just look you in the eye, I guess. Goodbye, 2004. You were a year that will be hard to forget.